5 minutes after the hour, welcome back to the whole show powered by PDC Energy. It is a Fresh Coat Painters of South Platte Top Text Tuesday. If you want to text the program, text 888-530-0043. If you're new to the show, text KFKA to that number. Get you nicknamed, get you in. You could become a legend, or you could just become a number. A lot of our hooligans are just numbers, and that's fine. I run into people all the time now, and I'm not even bragging about this. It's just the way it is. Duh. And they're like, I listen to the whole show. Yeah. So you're a hooligan. So you're a number. Great. Good for you. But I got guys that are Hall of Famers that put themselves out there with sometimes good takes. A lot of times, I don't even know what I'm reading. But you're putting yourselves out there. And that's what Top Text Tuesday is all about. We're gonna make legends on this show, make people famous on this show. So in this 1 o'clock hour, let's bring it a little bit here. First Advantage text line again, 888-530-0043. Like, he said, Chris, man, you got to hand it to that guy. He was relatively unknown about a year ago. And then he just stayed at it. He committed himself to being a Hall of Famer. He wanted to be a legend. And he's a name now. You know him. Listeners know who Esai Chris is. They know who Dixon is. They know he's the enemy of the show. The arch nemesis of the show. Yeah. An evil, evil, evil human being. Terrible human. Esai Chris says, I reiterate, Josh went 6-0. Where is he at now? Yeah, it's true. 3-0. I'm not saying 3-0 gives you a hall pass for a year or a whole pass. We're doing that at the end of the year, by the way. All right, we'll have the annual whole pass awards. Who gets a pass? Carl Durrell might be in that discussion at the end of the season. No. No way. Foresee you. No. Stop it. But when you lose 30-0 at home to kind of a middle-of-the-road team, it's worth going, okay, what's going on here? Last year was great, but we talked about, okay, I'm not going to go up. Pac-12, they played the lighter side of the schedule. I still have a lot of respect. I'm rooting for Carl Durrell. But, I mean, you have a lot of Buffs fans freaking the hell out right now because you lost 30-0 at home. That happens. Bigger conversations happen. So they're going to need to bounce back. Maybe he'll get a whole pass. Maybe. Not even sure if that'll mean anything. I will call the school and say, hey, guys, FYI, I'm giving your guy a whole pass. Who the hell is this? Who the hell is this? First Advantage text line, 888-530-0043. Power to Play Sports poll question of the day. If the Broncos start the season 3-0, will Vic Fangio be off the hot seat? A couple of responses via social media. Michelle says, nope, not at all. We haven't hit the strength of our schedule yet. They're expected to win the first three. When Baltimore comes to town is where it really begins, so take it game by game. If you're 3-0 and you lose to Baltimore, you're not like, oh, is Vic going to make it to next week if you're 3-1? No. I absolutely think you're off the hot seat if you beat the Jets Sunday. You're damn near fired. That's how extreme this game could go if you lose to the Jets. We did say they had to go at least 2-1, though. So let's stand by that. They had to go at least 2-1. Gonna guarantee at least that. Will says, no, playoffs or bust, and no bad clock management. Shane says, nope. Tim says, I think the Chubb injury is on him. He rushed him back for a meaningless Jags game, and now he may miss the Ravens game. Bobby said he should have never been on the hot seat. What? Bobby, it's Tuesday. Are you smashed? A coach can only play with the players management acquires. George Payton has been superb, giving Vic the players in depth needed to be successful. I mean, a lot of these players right now are Elway's people. Who had the best game on Sunday? Cortland Sutton? Elway drafted him. Okay, George brought in Teddy. Get that. But let's not just say that, well, Elway didn't give him any players. I mean, 2 years in, a lot of the guys that are on the team right now I will say that George Payton has done a phenomenal job. I will give you that. A lot of the players that he's brought in are making an impact right now. So I'll give you that. But there's also a lot of Elway's guys that are making an impact. Who's the best player on the Broncos roster right now? Is it Justin Simmons? Is it Von Miller? Is it Kareem Jackson? Is it Cortland Sutton? Is it Garrett Bowles? Is it Teddy? Cortland Sutton, for one game, was the best. He was the best player. For over the past two games, who's the best player on the Broncos roster? You could make a case for Vaughn. Three sacks in two games. Plus, it's not just the sacks. He's been very good in those first two games. People just comment, you're high on life. Okay. I tweeted this out, a little side note, and I tagged I added the Jets, so I'd be sure to get Jets fans. Name one thing the Jets have going for them this week against the Broncos. Tanner says, well, they don't have Adam Gase anymore. Brian, if the smoke stays away, fresh air? Armando says, a chip on their shoulder to bounce back after that embarrassing performance. I see Zach Wilson bouncing back big time. I mean, bouncing back for Zach Wilson is it? Don't die? It's like, what's his 5-year plan? Don't die? Yeah, that's if he doesn't get clobbered and throw 45 interceptions, that's a good bounce back. I like this guy, though. Pork Fat Back. I just love the name. As a Jets fan, CJ Mosley has played okay. That's when you know you're a bad organization. Like your fans. I'm like, name one good thing the Jets have going for you. CJ Mosley's okay. He's not great. He's not really good, but he's okay. And I like CJ Mosley. I wanted the Broncos to get him. First Advantage text line, 888-530-0043. Shoot us a text to that number and get qualified for Top Text Tuesday. Maybe register to win a Ed McCaffrey signed football. Dixon's 1-1. Snooky's 1-1. Ken Bone has 1-1. And Weld County Swami has 1-1. So this is a wide open race here. Let's go back to the game. Broncos-Jags. One of my big takeaways, yes, obviously Cortland Sutton was a blast to watch. But this Javonte Williams-Melvin Gordon thing. Williams is playing himself into a starting role. And I don't know if that matters, if they'll ever even do that, because, again, Melvin Gordon's making the starting running back numbers. But aside from was Gordon's run a 70-yard run for a touchdown? Was that what it was last week against the Giants? Aside from that, he's putting up backup running back numbers. 13 carries for 31 yards this week. And, you know, you go last week, he had the long touchdown, and that was nice. It was awesome. I mean, that was a hell of a run, too, man. He's showing that speed. But Javonte Williams consistently has looked like the back, the guy that's going to be the feature eventually. Yeah, so Gordon against the Giants had 11 carries for 101 yards, but he had a 70-yard run. So before that, he was at 30. And then, again, I'm not taking that away. Take it. It's great. But when you start to pair that up with the next game, and then we'll see what happens against the Jets. And, you know, maybe Gordon is more of a backup guy. But they may not ever change that. They may keep him as a starter. But Javonte Williams got more carries than Gordon against the Giants, and they split carries against the Jags. They both got 13. Javonte had 13 carries, 64 yards. His average was about 5 yards per carry. It's pretty slick. Gordon, on the other hand, had 2.4 yards per carry. So there's no mistake. They're going to want they want him to get more and more involved. As they start to get to these tougher opponents, like the Baltimores and the Clevelands and even the Raiders, they're going to need those two guys to pick it up. They're going to probably need to give Javonte Williams more like 16 or 17 carries. Gordon more like 13 or more like 14 or 15. Just raise those numbers. You know, Teddy Bridgewater had 4 rushing attempts last week. So take those aside, and you had 26 carries between the two backs. You probably need to get that number up to 34, 35 between those two backs. That's just my thoughts there. So Javonte Williams is running himself into a starting role. They definitely want him to be a featured guy down the road. Let's read some texts. Bama Bear. Let's see. Got this one. Bears might have the best kicker in the Big Sky. Nailed the school record 57-yard kick last week. That was great. I mean, that was the kind of the big story for the UNC Bears. That was exciting for them with Raven setting the school record. That was great. You want those kind of news. That kind of news. I mean, that's a hell of a boot there. So, yeah, thanks for bringing that one up. Great text. Congratulations to him. Got a few more to load up. From the 970, McManus equals best player. What is this, the kicker show now? Can we get Ryan Stonehouse on, please, if we're going to talk kickers and punters? That one from the 970. Hey, I won't agree with you. Pretty spoiled to have Brandon McManus when you're seeing a lot of guys missing kicks. Dixon trying to steal my thing. Brady, deep thoughts from a wandering mind. It's my blog. Check it out at thewholeshow.com. If you have the potential to be put back on the hot seat, are you ever really off? I don't think anybody's ever off the hot seat. Off of it for sure, right? Because could Bill Belichick essentially lose the next... Let's just say he loses 5 out of 7 games. Is he on the hot seat? Maybe not now. But if, let's just say the Patriots finish the season, they win like 4 or 5 games. Then next season, they win 4 or 5 games. Can Bill Belichick be on the hot seat? But you can win yourself off of the hot seat, though. I think you can do that. Yeah. I think you can get off of the hot seat. You just get put back in there. Even the greatest coaches of all, Mike Shanahan, you know? You can get off the hot seat and re-earn your spot and then go back to it. It can happen. For instance, Andy Reid is never really going to be on the hot seat for the foreseeable future. I don't know. The pressure on Andy Reid is great, though. Andy Reid could be like this, Dixon. Andy Reid could be like a Marty Schottenheimer and a Norville Turner. They went to AFC championships. Was it Marty's or Norville's or maybe both, where they were going 14-2? 14-2, two seasons in a row. And they went to the AFC Championship two seasons in a row. I think they lost both of them. You were the third, fourth best team in the league. One of them, they both got fired because they couldn't get a Super Bowl. So, I mean, Andy Reid, even though, yeah, the expectations are different, if in the next 5 years you have zero, let's just say 3 years, Chiefs can't get over the AFC Championship hump. I know it seems bizarre, but that's where you go. You suddenly go, well, is Andy Reid the guy that can get him over the top? It's the whole, you know, Mark Jackson argument with Golden State. You're a great coach. You got Golden State this far, but we just can't seem to win championships. John Fox got the Broncos to a Super Bowl. Couldn't win. Then the very next year, they go to the playoffs and get beat by the Colts, and he's gone. So, yeah, Andy Reid could be on the hot seat, even if the Chiefs are still legitimately a top five team in the NFL. I think that's fair to say, because your expectations change. How do we get over the hump and win another Super Bowl? Andy Reid did it that one time. Again, that's far-fetched. I get it. Bama Bear says, what do you have against kickers? Nothing, man. I just love that we got some good kicking going on in the state of Colorado. I mean, we could do a whole hour with Ryan Stonehouse and not feel bad about it at all. I guarantee you that. We talked to him for like 30 minutes the other day. Noob says, I think the Mormon church got mad at Zach Wilson last Sunday for working. That's why he threw 4 interceptions. That's pretty good. I like that. Noob, that's good. That's strong. Andy Reid might never be on the hot seat, but I'm sure he has never passed on a hot plate. Yeah. That's good. Thank you, Noob. First Advantage text line, 888-530-0043. Andy Reid could break wind in church, and no one will notice. I don't know. That was all right. It was all right. I don't know. I don't get it. Do you get it? All right. 20 minutes after the hour, let's take a short break. Power to Play Sports poll question of the day. If the Broncos go 3-0, is Vic Fangio off the hot seat for now? And that is a real question. You could be off the hot seat for now. And again, our expectations change. Mike Malone is way more successful than Vic Fangio. Agree or disagree? Mike Malone, extremely, yes, way far-fetched, way better of a coach for their respective leagues. But if Malone can't get the Nuggets past, say, the second round, is he on the hot seat next year? You start to wonder who can get the most out of the Joker and Jamal Murray and Michael Porter Jr. and all of those guys. I don't like that that's a question that enters my brain. I love Michael Malone, but they did it for George, with George Karl. They made the playoffs 8 years in a row. Wasn't enough. It's all about the expectations. It's all about what where you are as a program. The Chiefs expect Super Bowls every single year. The Broncos are just trying to get a winning record. And so they have to look at it and go, who can get us over that hump? The Chiefs have to look at it and say, all right, Andy Reid's the guy, clearly. But if you go 2-3 years down the road and you keep missing out, you start going, is there somebody else that could get the most out of this? It's a weird concept, I know, but that's the way this. That's the way all of these leagues go. Before we take a break, do you want to thank Norfolk Iron and Metal? There's no secret that the hiring market is incredibly competitive right now. Norfolk Iron and Metal, like many others, are looking for members to join their team. Check out their website, norfolkiron.com, or call their Greeley location at 970-352-6722 to find out why your next job should be at Norfolk Iron and Metal. 21 minutes after the hour, we'll take a short break. It's The Whole Show, powered by PDC Energy. We'll be right back.
Northern Colorado's voice and the leader in prep sports is 103.1 and 1310 KFKA. Join Clark Johnson and Bruce Dick for Clark and the Coach. Weekdays at 11 on Northern Colorado's voice. 103.1 and 1310 KFKA.
This is Cephalu Fow, former Colorado Buffaloes quarterback, and you're listening to The Whole Show on 1310 KFKA.
Minutes after the hour. Welcome back to the show. It is a Fresh Coat Painters of South Platte Top Text Tuesday. So give us a text here, 888-530-0043, 888-530-0043 on the First Advantage text line. Power to Play Sports poll question is available at thewholeshow.com. And you guys tell me, if Vic Fangio goes 3-0, is he off the hot seat? And it was about 50-50. It's kind of going back and forth. Go to thewholeshow.com to vote. Let me know what you think. And we'll see where this thing wraps up. Now, the AFC West is going to be extremely good, is what it looks like right now. And Teddy Bridgewater playing like this couldn't come at a better time because, you know, say what you will about Kansas City losing to Baltimore. I think Baltimore is really good. And them losing their running backs at the start of the season like that obviously is a big bummer for them. But I'm in that camp with Lamar Jackson. I've been there from the beginning. I think that this guy is the most electric man in sports. To steal the Rock Dwayne Johnson's phrase back when he was with the WWE, the most electrifying man in sports, it's Lamar Jackson. There's no question in my mind. As far as the most entertaining, like Aaron Rodgers was phenomenal last night, and I could watch that. I could watch him surgically pick apart a defense all day long. But Lamar is so much fun to watch. And I love how Harbaugh has just gotten behind him and not try to change who he is. Because the bottom line is he's not Russell Wilson. He's not Josh Allen. He's not a typical running. He's not Michael Vick. He's different than Michael Vick. So we're not saying, oh, even those greats had to learn how to slide and had to learn how to do. He is like a running back that can throw. He's built differently. I could easily see him line up as a wide receiver and not think a thing of it. You see any other quarterback in this league line up as a tight end or a wide receiver, something is out of place. Lamar Jackson is the greatest athlete in the game right now. And it's not even close. He's a blast to watch. But so them beating Kansas City was not that big of a shock to me, even though I thought Kansas City would win. Because I do believe Patrick Mahomes and Tom Brady, Aaron Rodgers, are the best quarterbacks. They're the best quarterbacks in the league. Lamar Jackson's the best athlete in the league. The Chiefs will bounce back. this AFC West, get ready. Hold on, because, you know, maybe the Broncos, this is going to be the year they start to turn it around, but it is, it's still going to be a tough division. This division is better than it was last year, no question about it. I mean, Justin Herbert looks better already, better than last year. And that, again, he had a great first year. You're competing with some very tough teams if you're the Broncos. And you look at the schedules coming up. The Chiefs are 1-1, and they're going up against the Chargers this weekend. I'm excited about that match. I believe that game will be we'll have that game on for you on Sunday morning. 29 minutes after the hour. Check out the schedules with this AFC West team, and we'll see who's likely to get a dub. The Raiders, week three for them, they're going against the Dolphins. So somebody's going to lose this weekend between the Chiefs and Chargers at least. But you got the Raiders sitting at 2-0, Broncos sitting at 2-0, Chiefs sitting at 1-1, and the Chargers sitting at 1-1. So Broncos, handle your business. Maybe you can pull away from one of those teams. 30 minutes after the hour, we're going to talk to Mike Brohard of CSURams.com. First, let's get the latest on the local sports flash.
The Good Afternoon Guy with Brian Gary. Weekday afternoons at 3 on Northern Colorado's Voice. 103.1 and 1310 KFKA.
This is Kristen Mateo, your UNC women's basketball coach, and you are listening to The Whole Show, 1310 KFKA.
Minutes after the hour. Welcome back to The Whole Show, powered by PDC Energy. Joining me now, Mike's on location right now. Mike Brohard with CSURams.com and RamWire Insider. Mike, where are you, my friend?
I'm trying to find a place where I can talk at the Ram Masters Invitational. Got to use my golf voice.
Hey, that's okay. We've done some golf broadcasts on the station before, so this is what it sounds like. You can even start it going into a broadcast if you want to.
I might just go into a whisper and go into my Jim Nance voice.
I love it, man. I love it. Well, you know what? If you need to go, we'll stall. Cole will tell that joke he knows, and we'll make sure all is good.
No, we're good. I think I'm backing further away. I'm way behind the tee box. CSU just moved into a tie for first place, which is good. So,
No, that's fantastic.
That should be okay.
Well, keep us updated. If something happens, just interrupt me.
I will.
All right.
I will.
Mike joined. This is dedication, by the way. We love having Mike on the show on Tuesdays. And, Mike, I love it especially after, things sound like they're going pretty good right now, but also after a big weekend for Colorado State football.
Oh, yeah. I mean, it was fantastic for them to go into some place where they were a two-touchdown underdog, and win by 16 points. It wasn't perfect, but it was a win, and it was perfectly what they needed at the time. After struggling like the first 2 weeks with just different aspects on either one side of the ball or the other, to get a win, to go on the road to do it against a team that had played really well against Notre Dame the week before, it was impressive.
Yeah, it really was. I mean, and you had so many people. I mean, you know it. Rams fans, they were extremely frustrated, and this group for reasons whatever, they were counted out. And when you can go on the road, I asked Ellison this the other day. I said, sometimes when you're frustrated and you're feeling down in the dumps, fan support's what it is. Is it nice just to get out and go on the road? And Ellison said, hey, sometimes it doesn't hurt just to kind of refresh and get out there. And apparently that was just what the doctor ordered for Colorado State. Go down there and beat Toledo.
Yeah, I guess I'm kind of shocked to hear you say our fans were frustrated. I kind of picked up on that.
Well, there was like one or two tweets we caught.
Okay.
just the negative ones that hang out there.
I guess I'm not on Twitter anymore. I got to get more active on social media. I mean, the players were frustrated too, because especially after the Vanderbilt game, it was a game that they felt they could have won. You play really well coming out of the gates, and then things just kind of disappeared, especially offensively in the third quarter. You have the one great drive in the fourth quarter to tie it up, and then you give up the game-winning field goal right after that. So, yeah, there was frustration even within the locker room. And the frustration mostly for Adazio was he thinks, he believes, and he knows that he's seen improvement on his team. He just wanted it to, as he puts it, bear some fruit and come out with a victory. And finally, this past week, it did against Toledo. I mean, they ran the ball pretty well. They didn't throw the ball well, but they got out of it what they needed. I mean, it was when you throw for 110 yards and your tight end has 109 of it, that's an oddity in college football. for anybody, but it just goes again to show what kind of beast that Trey McBride is. But the defense played really well, created turnovers, you know, six sacks. That's just a great performance by them.
Trey McBride, there was that play. I don't know what the gain was, Mike. It seemed like it was 100 yards, but maybe 15-yard gain. He's hurdling guys. He's trucking guys. I mean, that's the kind of play where, you know, NFL scouts are just like, holy crap, I hope that guy falls to us.
Yeah, I'm sure he's drawing plenty of interest from that next level of football, especially after the way he's played. And the interesting thing, like I said, is 109 yards. That he had receiving, 81 of it came after the catch. So
wow.
He's productive. He's very productive.
And it's so, and you and I talked about this last week, but here we are again. We're thinking, oh, what's Toledo going to do? They're going to be watching him. More teams are going to be doubling, bracketing, trying to figure him out. All that. I mean, we know he's the guy. Everybody knows. My 3-year-old son knows Trey McBride's the guy, and yet he's still churning out 9 receptions for 109 yards.
Well, your 3-year-old's pretty smart.
He is pretty smart. I will give you that.
Yeah, man, he's got a good football mind. I'm more worried about my job. But no, I mean, Trey's going to get plenty of attention, and they're going to have to get creative to find ways to get him the ball. But I don't think they are, because they move Trey around a lot, and that's going to put him in positions where it's not easy to double him, not easy to get safety help over the top. So there are ways that they can still get him the ball. Obviously, it's working. He's leading the nation in receptions per game.
Yeah, it's fun. It's so much fun to watch. How about this story? Caden Camper, you know, just seeing the week he had last week, and I know things were rough, coming out, I heard about practice, throwing all the, trying to distract him and everything. I love that side of it, but teammates just seem so excited for him to come out 5 for 5, and, you know, there was a great punt return, but essentially those field goals, I mean, that helped put this thing away. This is one of the reasons, Mike, I love sports so much, when you see these kind of redeeming stories from week to week.
Yeah, I mean, the interesting thing is people seem to lose focus on the fact that these are 18 to 22-year-old kids. And I know I was the perfect child between the ages of 18 and 22, but not all people are. So the cool thing about Caden, he's great to talk to. He's from Pueblo. Kids from Pueblo, they're not going to get down about one bad performance, you know, or a couple or a little bad stretch. So we'll see how it goes.
Yeah, it was really cool, though, just seeing that bounce back like that. And, you know, I know the team's got his back, and that's what you want to see. You get down there on the road, and everybody's working for each other. This defensive line, Mike, we've talked about them and what they could be, and that first week was a little rough. Second week, we started to see it. Last week, it started to click. I'm excited to see, you know, who knows, in a couple of weeks where this defensive line will be.
Yeah, it'll be – the thing is you're playing really good right now, and then you're going to get tested. You're going to get challenged by Iowa. There's just no doubt about it. They're big and beefy on both sides of the ball. Both fronts are playing well. This is going to be a measuring stick for CSU in so many different ways. And they can play by playing well in this game and kind of sticking true. Now, are you going to hold Iowa to 1 yard per carry? Yeah, probably not. But, you know, you can at least put forth a good effort, show that you're a physical team, show you can hang in there and do that. And that'll give them a chance. I mean, the goal is to keep this thing close. It's not to go out there and play well. The goal is really to go out and win, shock the world. Go ahead and do that. And to do that, they're going to have to be really good up front.
Mike, I got to tell you, though, after that Toledo game, you know, the way the Rams handled themselves, especially defensively, special teams, which Coach Addazio did say at the beginning of the season, hey, I think we're going to be electric. Maybe they will be. That's why when you're early in the season, we can't all freak out like me all the time. But now suddenly, I think, I'm not saying that a lot of people are thinking the Rams are going to go beat Iowa, but the belief is that, hey, we could hang and see what happens. I think so. That's amazing how, from week to week, the belief kind of changes when you get a big win like that against Toledo.
Yeah, if you don't look at it emotionally, you're better off. I mean, yeah. There's going to be highs, there's going to be lows, and somewhere in between is the actual reality. And they're trying to increase where the reality is. Incrementally, get better week by week, play better, and then really, you think about it, you go to Iowa, you get a bye week, then that's when the real season starts. Everything you want to accomplish starts when you host San Jose State for the Mountain West opener.
Yeah, and that's not too far away, you know, getting into that conference play. And, you know, we can put – you kind of take the non-conference away, you learn from it, you move on, but we know what matters the most. And just looking around the Mountain West – it was a pretty interesting weekend for this conference, too. A lot of big matchups, including that one with Toledo and CSU. But there was a lot of big matchups, a lot of chances for Mountain West teams to prove themselves. And point is, there's a lot of solid football going on in that conference.
Yeah, there's a lot of really good football going on, and it's it was nice. We landed, and I got home in time to watch the fourth quarter of the Fresno State game, and Hayner leading the Bulldogs to that come from behind win on one leg. It was pretty easy to see why he was going to be offensive player of the week. But yeah, there's some good teams in this Mountain West, and it's going to be a challenging slate.
Well, I mean, I know Nevada, the K-State-Nevada game was really good until like the last 5, 6, 7 minutes of that game, and then K-State kind of just ran away. But I mean, then that one was fun too. So there's some good teams. This conference, once we fully get into it, I know some conference games have happened already. That's going to be a blast as well. Mike, we saw the rest of the Colorado State men's basketball schedule yesterday. I know the excitement just continues to build around what could be, but fans are pumped resharing that schedule left and right. That's a pretty interesting non-conference schedule.
Yeah, people should be pumped about that. I mean, you're going to open at home against Oral Roberts, an NCAA team, a team that's got the NCAA's leading returning scorer. You're going to play 9 home non-conference games. You're going to play 6 non-conference games that are a neutral site. We don't play a true road game in non-conference for the men. And this is a team that's primed to make some noise. They finished 4th in the NIT last year. They have much greater expectations this year. And this schedule gives them every opportunity to prove what they can be.
Talking to Mike Brohard with CSURams.com and RamsWire Insider. I know you got to go, Mike. How's it going out there now since we've been chatting?
Well, the guys went away, so I got to get kiss up with them. So, but look like good tee shots here off 16. So,
all right, man. Well, we'll look
keep
out.
You posted.
We'll look out for your write up later today, my friend.
All right. And thanks for the clash, Cole. I appreciate it.
Yeah, hopefully you didn't put that on speaker so it was blaring out there. Mike Brohard, CSURams.com and RamWire Insider. That was good. That was a good one. Hey, we've done golf broadcasts before, so we're used to guys whispering and being on the air. CSU's non-conference schedule, the full non-conference schedule came out. They have an exhibition game on Halloween against Adams State, but on the 9th of November, Oral Roberts, the 12th, Arkansas Pine Bluff, Peru State. They take on Bradley on November 19th. They take on the 20th, either Brown or Creighton. I think they will play them both at some point. Northeastern is on that list. Southern Illinois, Colorado on 11-22. One of those teams is going to be like a 4-team tournament. They play UNC on November 27th. That is at home. That will be in Fort Collins. That's going to be fun, right? Because I think UNC's basketball team should be pretty good this year, too. And all that drama from last year, we finally will get to see these two teams play because they had two opportunities and didn't get to play. The first was because of CSU. They had stuff going on. The second was because of UNC. They had stuff going on. So it just didn't happen. Little Rock, St. Mary's on December 12th. They'll have Alabama on that list. Mississippi State. So they're going to be tested early. We're going to see what this team is made of, and boy, am I excited. And I will give you a little programming note. We're still working through the details of when the timing of this show will hit, but similar to how we've done the Ellison Hubbard show presented by Crazy Carl's Pizza, I love that show, we're going to be doing the same thing with David Roddy. David Roddy, the guy for Colorado State. Maybe he's a next level. Well, he's definitely a next level player. Will it be NBA? Will it be overseas? Great guy. He and I have been chatting back and forth, and he is very excited. So we're going to have an hour-long conversation each and every week on all things Colorado State hoops, college hoops in general. It's going to be a lot of fun. So I'll tell you, man, this has been the fun side of this NIL stuff is, we don't have to go through as much of the red tape. We do the things we have to do with compliance and everything, but we can get players committing to us on a weekly basis because of great sponsors that are saying, hey, we want to hook these kids up because they're doing great things. And listeners love hearing from the players, the Dylan McCaffreys, the Ellison Hubbards, the Bodie Humes, the David Roddys, all of those guys. Connor Martin has been doing some stuff with us too. Fans just love it. Locally, whether they're local kids or they're outside of the state, it's been a fun thing. So I'm all for it. Nico Medved is an amazing guy. Sam Jones, who came to visit us in the studio, one of the assistant coaches, is an amazing guy. You've got Ali Farouk-Manesh, who was on the program not too long ago. We're connecting with this basketball program, and it's going to be a lot of fun to follow them along. It's hard to say I'm ready for basketball season because we're just getting started with football, and it's been a blast so far. So bottom line is once you hit August, September-ish, it doesn't really stop until like March, and that's the great time to be in, man. 47 minutes after the hour. Top Text Tuesday, we're still loading them up. Get at me. I got to crown a winner here. You got 5, 6, 7 minutes to load a good text up. So we'll take a short break. It's the whole show powered by PDC Energy right here on Northern Colorado's Voice, 103.1 and 1310 KFKN.
Catch the Ellison Hubbard Show, presented by Crazy Carl's Pizza. Mondays at 1 on Northern Colorado's Voice, 103.1 and 1310 KFKA. Prep sports and the UNC Bears are on Northern Colorado's Voice, 103.1 and 1310 KFKA.
Hi, this is Terry Fry, author, journalist, screenwriter, and you're listening to Brady Hull on The Hull Show, 1310 KFKA.
That is the theme song of the Hooligans. I don't know why. Clearly, they're not working that much. But Top Text Tuesday is for the winners, is for the real Hall of Famers. You know, Hooligans, we have thousands of them. They're all over the world. But to be a Hall of Famer, you got to get involved in everything. The text line, the prize giveaways, social media. Somehow, you're getting involved with the program. And there's a lot of really, really good stuff. And today, though, a few things separate. Some things I didn't even get to. It was a good show today. Fun interviews, but I didn't get a lot of text that I normally do. But I did see some that stood out. It's between Noob and Dixon today. Dixon had a good one. Dixon said, "If anybody knows about hot seats, it's Noob from his lap dances at the Den." It's a great text. Has it been used before? Noobs, I think the Mormon church got mad at Zach Wilson last Sunday for working. That's why he threw 4 interceptions. It's creative. Noob gets it. Noob, you are the winner. You have done it. You are now in the mix for the signed Ed McCaffrey football. That's what it is. So we've got Dixon with one, Snooky with one, Ken Bone with one, Weld County Swami with one, and Noob with one. First 1 to 3 gets the signed football from Ed McCaffrey. You're going to want to hang on to that. We did one a while back. I think Dixon got it. You're not going to let him get 2. What's he going to do with 2? Brady, he shouldn't be able to win this one. This is for champions. This is like saying Tom Brady can't win 2 Super Bowls in a row. This is for champions. So if you bring it hard enough every single week, you could win all of them if you wanted to. But congratulations, Noob. Nice job. Thanks again to Fresh Coat Painters South Platte for hooking us up each and every week for Top Text Tuesday. Shout out to On the Rocks Liquor as well, one of our excellent sponsors of the program. Lakefront Brewing in Milwaukee, the Pumpkin Lager. That's our game beer of the week. On the Rocks Liquor, located on off of Highway 34 and 47th Avenue near Buffalo Wild Wings. Tell them we sent you here from the whole show powered by PDC Energy. Fun show today. Shout out to Zach Stevens. Always great talking Broncos football with him. And Mike Brohard, he's out on a golf course covering a golf tournament, but still gave us the time, so we appreciate that. That's going to do it for us. We're going to be back at it on a Wednesday. It's going to be a wild Wednesday. Little Birdie tells me. We're going to have the best tight end in the country on to start the show. That's Trey frickin' McBride. Good night, Northern Colorado.